DTCC picks Stellar to tokenize equities and treasuries. XLM jumps 33%. The Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, the institution that settles most U.S. stock and bond trades, plans to issue and manage tokenized securities on the Stellar blockchain. The plan, announced May 27, 2026, sent XLM up 33.7% over the following days, with the token quoted near that gain by CoinGecko as of May 30, 2026. DTCC said it will connect its tokenized securities platform to Stellar to issue blue-chip equities, ETFs, and U.S. Treasuries on the public network. The rollout is targeted for the first half of 2027, with phased testing running through the second half of 2026 before any live assets move. $100 trillion settlement backbone steps onto public rails. DTCC is not a startup chasing a narrative. It is the central clearing and custody layer for U.S. capital markets, processing and safeguarding more than $100 trillion in assets annually, and handling roughly $4.7 quadrillion in securities transactions last year. When that entity picks a specific public chain to carry tokenized versions of real securities, it carries more weight than a typical exchange listing or DeFi integration. The choice matters because DTCC has spent years running internal tokenization pilots on private and permissioned infrastructure. Moving toward a public chain, even in a controlled and phased way, is a different posture. It puts regulated U.S. securities on rails that anyone can inspect, and it ties the credibility of a core market utility to Stellar's uptime and finality. Blue chip stocks and treasuries headed on-chain by 2027. The first assets in scope are blue chip equities, exchange-traded funds, and U.S. treasuries. These are the most liquid, most heavily regulated instruments in the market, which is part of why the announcement landed harder than a typical real-world asset launch. Most tokenized real-world asset growth so far has come from private credit and money market funds rather than household name stocks. Treasuries are the piece worth watching. On-chain treasuries already back a growing slice of stablecoins and yield products, and putting them on a network designed for cross-border payments shortens the distance between a government bond and a spendable balance. The legal groundwork was helped by a December 2025 SEC no-action letter that gave the structure regulatory cover, which is why the market treated the plan as a concrete roadmap rather than a press release. One caveat: nothing is live yet. Production testing is expected to begin in the second half of 2026, and the public issuance target is the first half of 2027. Timelines for institutional infrastructure slip often, and the gap between an announcement and a settled trade can be a year or more. XLM's 33% move reflects repricing, not just momentum. XLM's jump from roughly 0.15 toward 0.20 was the sharpest move among large-cap tokens during the period, against a flat broader market. Bitcoin sat near $73,279 and Ether near $2,007 as of May 30, 2026, both down on the week, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 33, or Fear. Stellar moving 30% plus, while the rest of the market drifted lower points to a token-specific catalyst rather than a market-wide bid. The repricing logic is straightforward. If DTCC routes regulated securities settlement through Stellar, network activity, fee revenue, and the strategic value of XLM as the chain's native asset all change. Whether that translates into durable token value depends on how much volume actually migrates and how fees are structured, neither of which is settled yet. This is analysis, not financial advice, and a 33% move on a 2027 roadmap leaves plenty of room for a pullback if testing reveals friction. Tokenized cash sits close to the spending layer. Stellar has always been a payments chain first, carrying USDC and remittance flows long before this deal. That history is the link most relevant to anyone who spends crypto. Tokenized treasuries and cash-like instruments on a payments network sit one step away from the stablecoin balances that fund crypto card spending and on-chain transfers. The same infrastructure that settles a tokenized treasury can, in principle, settle a stablecoin payment. For users in the United States and beyond, the longer-term question is whether holdings, yield, and spending start to live on the same rails instead of being shuttled between custodians and banks. DTCC moving onto a public chain does not deliver that on its own, but it removes one of the larger objections, which was that the most regulated assets would never touch open infrastructure.